You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. You're listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, Season 2!
Woohoo!
Yeah, so we've had a little gap away.
Yeah, one week.
1 week.
But it seems like a massive week for us, because we sort of record
them in twos.
Yeah, record them in twos, and we'll bulk them up for holidays and stuff. So we've got quite a few exciting things in the pipeline that we're not going to talk about yet, but they'll come out within this series.
We'll see what happens and what pans on.
Yeah. If you hear somebody in the background chirping away, we've got our one fan in tonight. That'll probably mean our viewer
count.
It's not viewer, is it?
No, listener count.
Listener count will be zero now.
Well, there again, maybe he'll just say hi to himself or something and be like, I was on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's called Phil as well, so it might get confusing.
Yeah. Hi, Phil. You're sat over there. I can see you at the moment, but if you're driving, you can hear me. It's like going back to the future.
Yeah, it's weird. So let's do what we do best. Yeah, let's get on. So this, I'll explain where we got this from. We went to Wylam's Brewery. They've got a fantastic brewery now. At Exhibition Park.
In Newcastle.
With tap rooms and stuff, so you can go along and drink and stuff. I'm looking for the exact name of the event. It is on here.
It was...
It was called the North East Brewers Market. They've got another one...
Soon.
Soon, at some point. If you go on the...
I mean, that doesn't help you if you listen to this in 6 months' time, but...
But if it's this week, next week... Well, I take it it's going to be something they're going to do... More frequently, but it's the same guys that do craft beer calling as well.
Yeah, so keep an eye on their Twitter.
That's a good event as well. So if you go on to the Wylam's website, that's wylambrewery.co.uk, then you can get that sort of information.
Yeah. Again, that's Exhibition Park in Newcastle.
Yeah.
There's another one in like Leeds or something or London, and people go, oh, well, there's no bloody brewery in this park. They're just talking bollocks.
Yeah, but you can go, they've got tap rooms there, it's open. You can go again on the website to find that out. It's really nice building. There's a nice park, there's a nice pond for you to fall into.
Yeah, or have a swim when you get drunk or something.
Yeah.
It's actually quite a nice brewery.
We'll have one of the tap rooms, we'll probably, on a couple of episodes time, able to explain that. Anyway, so we bought this can from there. That was quite a long story for that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's Box Social.
You're going to get me to read the rest. I can read the word box.
I think they've got. They're in some industrial estate somewhere.
They are in Millfield Lane, Newcastle upon Tyne. So I haven't got a clue.
But I think they've gone on a Saturday. I think they've got like tap rooms open and stuff. So
yeah,
it's probably worth going onto their website.
So yeah, Box Social Brewing, Kaffir Lime Leaf. This is a session IPA at 4.3%. And it's in a 330ml can.
It's meant to taste like Turkish Delight, so we'll see.
Oh, that could be quite interesting.
Oh, just get everything.
I'm
going to pour this one because I've been reading how to pour.
You've been reading on how to pour stuff.
I've been reading how to pour. Oh, not like that.
All over the floor.
Yeah.
What a tit.
I'm doing this too vicious, but there should be about an inch head that you do at the end like that.
Well, your inches are very small, Phil.
But that's not a full drink, is it?
Whatever.
So I've done it in proportion.
It says more about you than anything else.
Right, I'm going to do yours with an inch head. Oh, no, I'm not, because I haven't got that much left. See, I'll give you an inch head, and proportionally mine was better.
So you're saying little's better?
In proportion.
In proportion, okay.
Depends on the proportion that you're on about. And we'll give a little bit to our lonely
resident listener.
Our listener. Makes life much easier. We don't have to record it or anything.
So it's got a golden colour like you'd expect.
Oh, well, it smells really like rose petals is a smell.
Yeah, I mean, I can just kind of smell head. I think you ruined it.
I was listening to another podcast and they keep laughing at head.
Do they?
Yeah.
I can see, wow, that tastes really... Really, wow.
Really flour, like Turkish Delight. It does it does taste like Turkish Delight, but with a slight bitterness. Not in an overly sweet, horrible way.
No. That to me is like a more bitter Jaipur Pole, what we had previously. That was floral.
Yeah.
This has got them floral tones, but a lot stronger, a lot more bitter.
I think with certain puddings, desserts.
Desserts is more posher.
That would go really, really well with if it was a sort of, maybe it's a tart sort of dish or something like that as a pudding.
Yeah.
I mean, dessert.
So you don't think it's going to pair with what we've
paired it with
today. This was from Tesco. I've forgotten how much it was.
25 pence.
25p. It's called... Aha!
Knowing me, knowing you, aha.
No, it's just aha.
I know, but I'm just putting that in.
There's no, that doesn't, unless that's Polish for knowing me, knowing you.
Could be.
It says Amki, and it's from the Polish Isle.
And it looks like something that you would feed a bird.
It looks like bird seed.
Oh, there's three of them.
There's three of them, so we can give one to our guest.
So our guest can have bird seed.
It's essentially bird seed. We've bought birdseed.
We should have asked if he had any allergies.
Yeah.
Because obviously peanuts in that. Don't sue. There's no evidence at all. There's no recording.
I think his face says it all, really. It's just that I'm drinking beer and you've given me seed.
At least we didn't give him guava.
Yeah, oh, that was awful.
That was the worst pairing yet. So no, that's very nice. So where can you get them at? You can get them at boxsocial.pub as the website. The website's quite good. I think it's them anyway. Might be wrong, but if I'm not, I'll look clever. They have an outside beer truck that's a converted fire engine.
Cool.
That looks really cool. And you can...
If it's not them, then they've got now a good idea to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, the idea was Phil's if you don't do it.
Well, no, it's another brewery, because I've definitely seen it from a brewery.
It's yours.
He definitely looks like he's going pinching out the window.
Out the window. Definitely. A wee bit dodgy.
So, back to this.
Where are we going to rate?
Oh, I'd forgot about rating.
You just call on a break and forget about it all.
Yeah. Oh. Should I jump up and start?
Yeah, let's have a look.
Let's have a look.
I was going to say about 64.
I think it's nicer than 60. I would have went 66, personally.
And what's on the 66?
66 is island hopping and juniper.
Yeah.
So should we say 66?
Yeah.
66. I will write it down on my sheet.
On my sheet.
On my sheet to do my housework later. So we will go and finish this drink.
Housework being Phil sticks it on his wall.
No, I have to put it in the spreadsheet we've got now. I'm now building a lovely spreadsheet.
Oh, we've got an actual spreadsheet.
With colours and everything. I spent all day colouring it.
Yeah.
Colouring it in.
And that's why I know, the lines as well.
And that's why now we look really clever, because I know all these web addresses.
Wow.
All just off by hand, and I could say so, this is a section high PA hopped, because it says it on the stuff.
You Ring said we're going to mention the Twitter as well. We didn't mention their Twitter.
Now, the Twitter is at
Box Social Beer.
Beer. That background with that link looks awful.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it.
The same with the other colours, really.
Yes. Links are not good. Yeah,
no.
So, yeah.
Give them a tweet.
Give them a tweet. The guys seem good.
Give them a try. Go out and buy the beer. That's actually really worth the money.
I think talking to breweries, I think if you have a good beer, tweet them, because especially these little breweries, it's always nice to get a nice tweet.
Yeah,
a nice tweet, and it'll
probably nice to get a nice teat as well.
Yes, and if it's a beer you like, they're going to then know what styles are good to do, and it's better market research. Yeah. So tweet these people,
but
talk
this
to them.
This one's well worth finding and buying.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it's a very interesting beer.
Yes, I think that's it. We'll finish this off, and we'll get back to you in about two seconds for you. Yes. And we're back for beer number two.
Beer number two, yeah.
So again, this one was another one where I've met a brewer, but this time it was Meet the Brewer at Glug. What's the proper name? Glug and
awesome
Glug or something, but we call him Glug.
In the Indoor Granger Market in Newcastle.
Yeah. So again, we found that by their Twitter that I haven't got access to, but it's if you type it in, you'll find it if you know about the Google.
Yeah. So this is by the Fell Brewery. It's a 330ml bottle, and it's 4.8%. It is called Robust Porter. It's got a picture of a little sheep on it.
Yeah, because it's Cumbria way.
Yeah, where they had all them horrible floods last year.
That's a bit like, I shouldn't have just laughed.
That's not funny.
That sounded like I'm laughing at them flooding. But it was just as a fact.
I was just going out with the fact.
Sorry, that went out wrong. I was laughing at the fact you just was the only random thing you knew about Cumbria.
Well, they've got hills.
Yeah, no, you could have said it's lovely walking. You could go and visit the brewery. Well, I don't know if you can, but you could always tweet them and ask. I don't know. But you know what I mean? You could go and walk and then have a lovely drink. No. Oh, it's a bit wet round there. Extremely. Well, right, let's find the information.
It's quite wet round there when it rains normally.
Right, yeah, we got it from Glug, at Felling Brewery, if you want to tweet them.
Do you want to get me a little glass for our guest?
All right, a little glass for our guest. Oh, we've got to put the tasting glasses now for the guests. No, they're not just shot glasses from Tesco's.
No.
Their brewery, fellingbrewery.co.uk, if you want to go on their website. Apart from, I don't think their website was working today, but they might have fixed that. And if you haven't and you listen to the show,
your website was broken.
Yeah, you might want to. I was thinking about tweeting them, and then I didn't know if that was a bit like weird. So it smells definitely like a dark beer, like a porter that you'd expect.
That's a good porter.
Nice porter, nice clean tasting.
I don't think there's a lot to make it stand out, other than it being a good porter.
Yes, I think that's it. It's a good example if you're wanting to define what a porter tastes like.
That's a good example.
A good example of it. It's not got anything else going for it, and I don't think that's a bad thing. In the necessarily of if you're trying to make a porter, then that's they've got a thingy. It's got plenty of flavour there. It's not overly heavy.
Yeah, it's
you know, it's not overly heavy in a bad way. In the mouth, it's got a nice sort of silky taste in the mouth and things.
I wouldn't say it's like overly hoppy.
No, but you wouldn't get that from a porter, would you? That's you've got a nice maltiness to it is very nice.
And it's not, you know, very like I can't think of the right word.
Anyway, we're pairing this with Tom Yum soup, chicken.
Homemade Tom Yum soup.
Yes. Well, it was a paste from a Chinese supermarket. We're pouring crackers that are nice and loud.
The bits
look
of chicken and stuff aren't from the paste, are they?
Yeah, but I didn't make the rest chicken, did I?
The rest of the soup. It's homemade soup, effectively. You've made this yourself with a paste.
Yeah, I didn't think that. I wanted to make sure they didn't think I'd I can't say it's tasty because I made it, and you've got to say it's tasty because you're my friend, and I'll kill you if you don't.
Am I your friend?
Yes.
Your mum pays me to be your friend.
You just only hung around with me because you fancied me, ma'am.
Well, yeah. Phil's mum's a MILF.
It doesn't pair very well because it's a spicy dish, and an IPA or something would have probably
been a bit better.
Been a bit better because it cut across the spices more.
No, it's a good soup. It's a good powder.
Yeah. So, what we're going to put on the board? It's quite peppery, that. The soup, not the beer.
Let me have a look.
You've got to talk while you're doing that to try and entertain the folks.
Well, I mean, I could talk, but I'm just talking to a woman.
Are you just playing with your ass? You're just feeling your bum. Stop that. This is a serious show.
Yeah, I'm being very serious. I would have said 67.
Yeah, I know they say this every time, but I was looking at 67 and 66 anyway. So should we go 67?
That's where Anchor Porter is.
They were about the same in different flavour, but in things.
I kind of thought 66, but I think it's
67. You say it's one point better than what we had earlier, basically.
I think it is because it's a good example of what it is, whereas the previous drink was different and very good for its difference. It's not. I think you could drink more of this, whereas the other one is probably have one or two.
I'll let you take it because I'm more of I think I always score darker beers higher anyway, because although I drink a lot of the lighter beers because they're more commercially available, but that is a rant. Yes, I will have. Supermarkets. and brewers out there, right? Why, when I go into these stuff, and I understand it's because most people buy them and all that, but now these bloody supermarkets have got craft beer sections. But I go in, and all I can get is IPA, IPA, IPA. And the problem is, most of the examples aren't very good examples of IPA. So you're still limited to basically BrewDog.
Hmm.
And that sort of terminology. And then of the BrewDog ones, they're all very much the same in flavour, if that... In that
it's their middle-of-the-road BrewDog stuff.
It's their middle-of-the-road. They taste different, but they taste the same, if that makes any sense. And it just... The other day, it didn't annoy us, but it was just like, oh, it'd be nice if I went in and they had something more. And I know, I understand it's all to do with commercialism and all that, but it just sort of peed us off. And it's like, everybody does an IPA. And I'm just not getting sick of IPAs, but...
It'd be good to see a variation...
Yeah, maybe if you can't...
It could be more down to the supermarkets aren't picking the variations up. Because we do got the likes of Glug and
well, that's, I know, it's supermarkets. It's supermarkets.
And they've got a selection. Although it does seem that the selection of porters and darker beers are a little bit lower.
I would understand that if in the supermarkets they only had, you know, for all the massive amounts of IPAs and hoppy pails that are very similar in the spectrum... If they had one or two that was a little bit darker in that. And I don't know if they use examples, but they're just not necessarily good examples of it. What I've seen is it tends to be the bigger breweries relabeling something and calling it craft, and it's just sort of for sort of fake craft beer, where craft beer to me is the small... And it's because we haven't defined what craft beer is. It's not really a thing. It's just something that people make up in a lot of instances. But to me, it's... It is the littler breweries, and it's the breweries that maybe aren't brewing for profit. And then the one that's different to that is BrewDog, because it's so big in Brooklyn and things like that. However, I feel they do care about it, and they do. Does that make sense? Am I just ranting for no
reason? I think you're ranting, but it does
anyway,
make a little bit of sense.
What we'll do is we'll finish off our beers and...
Soup.
And we'll get back to you for the last beer. Right, this is beer number 3, and I think for us it's quite a special one in the terms it's been in my fridge, and I've really, really, really wanted to drink it, and keeping it for a show
was quite hard.
Was quite hard, very hard indeed.
Yeah, I've got a bottle of this going into storage for Christmas with several other good bottles.
There was quite a bit of it around like the Christmas time past, not... The one coming up because we
Christmas
know.
Past, like, is, what about Christmas future?
So we take it was a limited room. We had it there. We went to what's that place we went to?
Coppers,
and we got it in a growler or like what looked like a screen wash.
It was a screen wash bottle,
yeah,
because they had it on draft on tap
and at 12%. I got quite a bit of it as well. I can remember because I get confused with numbers and just went yeah. It's Christmas. Just give us lots. And then you come back. Me and you came back here. Opened
and got
up,
quite merry.
Tasted a little bit of it, and I think you probably when you walked home, you probably did quite a few miles.
It's definitely a bit of a skip. Now, did you bring your bottle opener?
Oh, because I haven't any bottle openers yet. Oh,
our guest
has his new birthday one.
Yeah. Oh.
It's
so this was bought.
Is this a sonic screwdriver or a sex aid?
It's a lightsaber.
Oh, it's a lightsaber. Is
yeah,
that
it's from
one?
Star Trek.
Oh, what? Right, yes.
So we got this at the Northeast Beer Market thing that we went to. It is by Weiland Brewery. Yes.
I think you can get it there all the time.
Yes. I hope you can.
Unless
I
you really bought it all out, because the guy was a bit... It cost £6 because it surprised the guy on the till. Like,
£6 something.
£6, you know.
£6, you know. It's a 330ml bottle. It is unfined and unfiltered, 12%, and it is Wine and Brewery's Double Jakehead Imperial IPA. Fuck's sake.
Well, the ones on Untappd kept saying it's not got much. It didn't spray anywhere, but it sounded good.
Yeah, I mean,
if you hadn't had fuck's sake, that'd have been perfect for like. Thinking I'll put two of them out, or just leave some in a bottle for our guest, because I'm sure he wants to drink.
Well, it does look how people on Untappd say it is.
Oh right, yeah, it is quite.
People on Untappd say that this looks flat.
Oh, the smell! Oh, no, we're going to give just the rest to.
We might want to top up a bit,
But we'll,
well,
we'll...
there's enough to give to our guest. We'll give him the bottle.
I didn't want to give him all the bottle.
So
the smell on this
it hits you and it's a very caramelized. Caramelized, yeah. Like a caramelized
toffee. Like a when at Christmas feel of, or nearly bonfire, you know, that kind of sweet caramelized taste that you get in
smell. Don't confuse them. So I really, that's mellowed out since Christmas.
It has.
Because that was not like that, that very...
That's very different to what we had at Christmas. At Christmas, it was a lot more lively. It was a bit more...
It was a lot angrier.
It was
sort of saying, I've got lots of hops, drink me. This is a much more of a...
Refined drink.
In that it's sort of had that little bit of time to go, drink me. It's...
You could enjoy that as a small glass.
Yeah, it's an end of the night drink.
Yeah.
You could replace, you know, your port or your whiskey or something like that. It's got that fineness about it, in that sort of sense that you could sort of end your meal, maybe a bit cheese in your meal.
Yeah.
So we've got our pudding meal. Mm-hmm. Pudding. Our dessert one to start off with. And then, yeah, I think I would end the evening on this, sort of into the night, drinking it very slowly, talking lots and lots of bollocks.
With cigars in the smoking room in front of a roaring fire.
Yes.
And a big, massive Winchester.
Yeah, yeah. I think that would now, really fit that sort of...
It is quite disconcerting in terms of it does look flat. Mm. There is no head. It didn't pour with head. When we opened it up, it didn't fizz or anything like that. But
I think that then
You can tell that it's not meant to be there when you drink it.
Well, I think that goes with it. That's why it gives it that sort of nice at the end meal of ofness. Yeah,
yeah. Those caramel flavours are still kind of there.
Yeah, like it's not
the smell. It's just really pleasant.
Yeah. So we are. I don't want to eat that. We were meant to be pairing this with
Tesco
jam.
Tesco everyday jam.
Jam, and I'm not going to.
No.
Because...
it's going to ruin it.
Yeah, although we obviously do pair stuff, there's just certain times where pairing it would be wrong.
It'd be sacrilegious.
You know, it would be like making a joke at a funeral. So we're not going to.
Do you not make jokes at funerals? No. I'm just a terrible person there.
Can you have a funeral of a clown?
Yeah. I'd say yeah, but I make jokes at everybody's funerals.
If you've got an opinion on this, please email us in at sharks@formalshark.co.uk or tweet us at formalshark. So yeah, Wylam Brewery, you can get them at Wylam Brewery.
On Twitter
or
wylambrewery.co.uk.
Oh, one of the things I was going to do is sort of mention the Untappd scores for different beers as well.
Yeah.
So this on Untappd is 3.82. It's quite high up because Untappd seems to start from 3. Every beer that we've ever tried seems to be 3 on Untappd.
Yeah. And yet, we've had some quite awful beers.
And we've had some really, really good beers.
Yeah.
So, I think this is going to be quite a hard one to place. I've got in my mind, and I'm going to write it on my hand, so people cannot say that we are cheating. Well, apart from they never see it, but I've put on my hand where I would put it. I'm going to see where you put it.
I'd put it slap bang there.
Have I got? That is exactly what I've got on my hand. So would you like to just say, yes, it was 75?
It was exactly it.
75.
So we both pulled 75 out the air.
Yeah.
That's our second highest rated beer on our list. I was actually fully expecting for it to go a bit higher. Because I remember it being better than what
it is. I think it's one of those things is, in your mind, all my favourite beers, then I've tasted them, comparing them in history, as I've had favourite beers, and then I've retasted them. Quite often they are never as good because you always hype them up in your head of, oh, you've got to taste this, you've got to taste this, and then you taste them. Now, for that to get 75 means it's a bloody good beer, and if you can get it even at the £6...
You know what, the £6, it's worth it, and it's probably worth finding a bottle stopper because I think that'll keep for a good couple of weeks.
I don't know, I would still drink it quickly just in case he's wrong. Unless you've got a lot of money to waste, just drink it. Because you can't give them that advice. If it doesn't, they'll be coming back to you. I want six quid. Don't give people advice you don't know. Don't get a stopper. Drink it all.
Get mashed.
If you can't drink it all, tweet us at Formal Shark. We'll come round and help you.
Yeah, or put a bottle stopper on it, send it us, and we'll drink
it. Yeah, we'll drink it a bit awful.
But no, I think it's a good beer. Yep. And
should we go up to the sum up?
Our sum up. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, we're now up to the sum up. Are you going to do the countdown?
Yeah, and at number 3 this week we have Box Social, Café Lime Leaf, scored number 66. Number 2 this week we have Fellbrew Robust Beer, Robust Porter, and that scored 67. And at number 1 this week's winner is Wylam Double Jakehead at 75.
Yes, and that's second on the leaderboard.
That is, you know, that's second on the leaderboard. That is a really good drink.
Yeah, I think it's definitely one to sort of go and seek out. Go up to the Wylam Brewery, I think, is the thing on.
Yeah.
They do tours on a Saturday. You can book in at, like,
We need to get paid for this.
You know, you book in and you can go around. So we'll have to go and
do it that one day.
Do that. Probably pay for it because we're not superstars yet.
Not yet.
I wonder if I should sort of try and, like, do we get a discount because we keep mentioning you on our show?
Yeah, it's not worked with anybody else yet.
What else? We've got to go around Newcastle Brewing Limited.
Well, we got to look at it, but we didn't get a discount.
No, but we got to go around it for free.
Yeah, I suppose so.
No, look at it.
Look at the room.
So, we've had 3 really good beers. I've been looking forward to doing these shows for ages.
Yeah.
And they've been in my fridge, and I've just really been trying to drink them. Not trying to drink them. I have been stocking my fridge with lots of beer to try.
Phil's fridge did look very fun.
And that was just to try and avert me from drinking these beers for this show and the next show.
So the next show is going to be very interesting. Yes, again, it's going to be. We've already picked those beers.
Yes, because we're doing it straight after this. So our audience will still be there for the next show as well. Yeah.
So
if you get a bit more lively because you keep drinking,
you're still listening. Remember, you're in next week's show, so you have to listen again.
Yes. We need to make it a bit longer
because he's sat there and he's like, it needs to be.
He's like, oh god, I'll just be on this junction at the moment.
Yeah, and then I'll have to touch my phone, and then I'll look like I'm texting and driving. Don't text and drive, Phil. You'll end up squashing kids like that Northern Ireland. Anti-text and drive video. Or is it Southern Ireland?
It's, I don't know, I've never seen it. You're just talking like...
No, basically the text and driving squashes a school of kids.
Right.
It's quite gory.
Right. I might have to... Again, I'm not laughing at kids dying.
It sounds like you're laughing at kids dying.
I laugh at the things you say because you just come out with absolute random stuff. But it quite often comes away as if I'm laughing at the subject, not...
That's because you're a harsh individual.
Not just you coming out. So I'm just a general giggly person.
You're
a
horrible, horrible person.
I've had beers and stuff. Anyway, we'll say tappy bye.
Yeah.
And we'll get on to the next.
And remember, buy every beer that we suggest.
Yeah, well, all the ones this week.
Yeah.
Buy, because they've all been really good beers.
Yeah.
And when you have them, tweet us if you have them and say that you enjoyed them. At Formal Shark.
Or email us, which is sharks@formalshark.co.uk. Oh,
we did get a tweet in this week.
Oh, did we? We got a tweet.
It might have been when we were on. It is from Johnny. I'll not give out all his information in case he doesn't want that.
Yeah.
But he was enjoying this one in the sun, and it is, I'll let you read that.
Brew by numbers, 55-1 double IPA Citra Mosaic Simcoe, and it's 9.2% in a 330ml bottle.
It would be. He's enjoying it. So
I mean, he's probably not even opened it yet because that's the beer's right at the neck. That's,
He said he's enjoying it, so I think that means it's nice.
I mean, he doesn't know. It doesn't look like he's drank any of it in that picture.
Stop abusing our people. We've had somebody tweet in and you're now just abusing them. We want to encourage people, not take the mick out of them.
So, Johnny, tell us if it was good or bad, you know. We could do with some feedback.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's...
And don't forget, if you want
beer delivered to your door. We've got a Flavially link. It's on our Twitter.
Yeah, it is. If you go on to Flavially and then slash... What's the slash you use on the internet?
I'm an forward IT. Slash.
Forward slash.
The one with the question mark above it.
Philip BFV. What that does is you get, I think, £10 off the first order and we get a £5.
That's Philip with one L as well. Yes. Don't spell it with two L's. Or better, like a bell end.
Go on to the Twitter and follow the links. We might even get a link on the website at some point. Gives us a £5 off that order. So it pays us for us entertaining you in the... Wherever you listen. I think most people listen to it in the car, on the bus.
Yeah, I mean, don't drink while you're listening to it if you're driving.
Yeah.
If you're on the bus, that's all right.
When you get home, that's perfectly acceptable, unless you're going to get home at like 9 o'clock in the morning. Unless you've been on night shift.
It's acceptable. It's perfectly acceptable to drink whatever hour of the day you want.
So, yeah. We're on iTunes. We forget we're on iTunes.
Yeah, rate us on iTunes,
please. Yeah, we've been told rating on iTunes is good by people that have iPhones.
Yeah, we don't know that.
Yeah, wizardry. We're too poor for that. So buying the Flavorly helps us get more money, so we can afford an nice iPhone? Gadgets.
We could get an iPhone.
Yes, enough people buy Flavorly, and I can save my however much it is a month.
We can get Flavorly an iPhone between us.
Yes.
So we can do Twitter.
We can
on
get
that.
A work iPhone.
A work iPhone.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll have it Monday, Tuesdays.
I'll have it Wednesday, Thursdays. Yeah. And Fridays we'll flip a coin.
Yeah.
But that. What about weekends?
We'd have to go to court for that custody battle.
Okay.
I don't know how that would work.
We'll see what the courts decide.
Normally it's the mum. Who's the mum?
I think I'm the mother of the relationship.
Are you the mother?
Yeah.
I sounded right northern there. Yeah,
you're the mum.
Mum! I should write that. The mum. The mother. The mother.
So, yeah.
Let us adopt an iPhone.
Let us adopt an iPhone.
Yeah.
Do we have to get it from third world countries like celebrities do?
No, you could just go into the store and ask to adopt an iPhone.
Can you?
Go to the blue people and...
The blue people. Yes.
The blue, aren't they? Or are they still blue? You know about iPhone. Guest. Are they still wear blue?
They might be in black, I think.
They might have changed.
Yeah.
They've changed shirts. Right. Yeah. Goodbye before this goes any worse.
Thank you for listening.
Goodbye. You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.